Hey, this is Marie,
Courtney,
and Anne.
Welcome to episode 12,
Garage à Trois, the power of three.
Marie, you recently went to Disneyland.
This is true.
With your children.
Also true.
With your husband.
True.
Anyone else?
No.
Just the four of you.
The four of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you survived.
We survived. It was an experience. The first time the girls had ever been, and they just turned 4 and 6, and it was a surprise.
Oh, my God. How did you tell them?
Well, they knew we were going to pick up Dad from the airport.
Okay.
So it was a journey. I kind of packed while they were sleeping and, like, packed the car. So they knew we were going on a trip to pick up Dad, at least. But when we picked up Dad, he was like, "We're not going home. Guess where we're going?" And Piper was
like, "Jail."
Piper was like, "A hotel with a pool," because we somehow mentioned that. That we had bathing suits and stuff packed. But Lola was the one that actually guessed. She was like, "Disneyland." And I was like, "Yeah, Lola, good job."
And did they just freak out?
They sort of freaked out, but didn't even know what that really meant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
they're at the perfect age to go.
Yeah.
Because it is so goddamn magical.
Yeah. It really was. And I hadn't been in 12 years, probably.
Oh, wow.
I was like,
they've like done a lot, probably.
They've done a lot. And the security is kind of crazy because we didn't understand because we had dinner reservations. So we picked up Harry on a Friday. Checked into a hotel and then went to Downtown Disney for dinner that Friday night for like a birthday dinner. And we didn't know we had to go through security just to get to Downtown
Disney. Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
No. Yeah. So everything is blocked off. So you have to go through security just to get.
And those people are in no
into,
hurry.
No. Nah.
It's expensive. Disneyland's expensive too.
Expensive.
Yeah.
It was sort of cute because they thought that was Disneyland, like Downtown Disney.
You're like, okay, good. We're done.
Yeah. We're like, too bad we've got tickets already. We just go play at the hotel pool the whole entire time.
Go play in the fountain.
Did you do Park Hopper or no California Adventure?
So Harry actually won tickets from our credit union.
What?
Like entered a drawing. So we won the
No one
the
ever
four
wins
tickets.
Drawings.
I know. I was like, how the F? Okay, so we won tickets.
Ventura Credit Union?
Westcom Credit Union.
Okay.
But it's a
heard of it.
Local. Yeah, they're based
in Oxnard.
Is he
gaming you?
Maybe.
Oh, Marie, I won tickets from, and he's looking around the room. Westcom Credit Union.
This bank you've never heard of.
Don't ask any questions.
Wait.
You don't need details.
I have a question about this contest. Did he like nonchalantly drop his business card in a fishbowl?
Yeah. He was home randomly. Well, not randomly. He was home for Christmas and went to the bank and entered a drawing randomly. I guess that was the random part of it. And like won that same day. The bank called him and said he'd won 4 tickets to Disneyland.
I'm surprised he picked up a random number.
Right.
And I would have forgotten about the contest. So I would have been like, yeah, right. Was he like, was he ecstatic?
No, he was pumped. He's like, what?
What I like about Harry is that he's not too good to enter a Disneyland sweepstakes at a credit union.
Yep.
Mm. Like, that's what I love about Harry Lamorrow.
Yep.
Yeah, we won it. But we still had to pay an additional $200 to do the Park Hopper tickets because they were just one park one day.
But they let you upgrade them.
They let us upgrade
That's good.
$50 a ticket.
Wow.
I know. It's expensive.
It gets expensive.
But we have to go to California Adventure because that's where all the booze is.
Yeah, that's where the wine is.
Parents need a break. They knew that.
I actually was wondering what you were going to say because I don't like that park. I don't like the rides there other than Cars.
Bug's Life is decent.
But yeah, the booze, that's right.
That's the parents' little
they have
break.
Like red wine.
Yeah.
And they have like a fake little vineyard on a hill.
They do.
And then what do they have? Beer.
They have beer and they have full bar. At some of the restaurants, they have a full bar. And then you can do Disney themed cocktails, which I don't know what they are.
Ooh.
But like bibbidi bobbidi boo something.
I wonder if we could
blackout
make
white.
Bibbidi bobbidi blackout.
I was going to say, we should do our own Disney cocktails. And then I was like, we're going to get serious.
Goofalata.
Oh, wow. You're going in. Okay. Keep going, Courtney. Riff off.
That's all I got for now. But two questions. What was the best thing you ate? And what was the crowd looking like?
Oh, that's good.
Like, were you the hottest person there?
obviously.
No, I read that Kourtney Kardashian was there the same day we were, and I never saw her.
So you were the hottest person there.
Did you wear the same
jeans
age?
That were torn all the way up to the pockets?
I wore shorts because it was kind of chilly. Some shorts.
You wore shorts because it was kind of
denim jacket. Wait, what did I say? Chilly?
You did.
I said chilly. It was kind of warm.
You're chilly right now because we're sitting outside.
That didn't make any sense.
We decided we're not going to call this the patio. We're going to call it the terrace.
We should explain to our listeners where we're at.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have a confession. We're not in the garage.
We're out of the garage.
We're out of the garage.
The birds, I think.
And onto the terrace. Yeah. Maybe you can hear the really annoying birds that never stop chirping. It's like they don't even appreciate that we're recording a podcast outside.
Fuck those birds.
Although we just had an amazing salad that Kourtney made.
Mm.
Can you give us the ingredients?
Describe.
Yeah, it's called a superfoods salad.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Is that why the blueberries were in there?
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. So it's hand massaged kale, black, what are those called? Lentils?
Lentils.
Yeah, they were.
Cucumbers, blueberries, avocado. And I was supposed to like roast pumpkin seeds, but y'all didn't get that.
No,
it's fine.
Those make me gassy.
Yeah. And then and then a little Parmesan.
Yum.
You know?
And then it was so delicious. What was in the dressing?
So it's lemon juice, oil, a little bit of honey, and then Dijon. And the best part is if you make a lot, in like 5 days is when it tastes the best.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. It mellows together.
Out. Yeah.
And then that dip.
Oh, that dip is amazing.
Oh, roasted red peps dip.
Did you get a jar of roasted red peppers to do that?
Yeah. And I think the trick is to get like good ones. So I went to Whole Foods, spent a little extra just so it gets at that fire roasted flavor.
Yeah. Mm. What I appreciated when I was eating what you made is that, and this is the hard part about eating well, that probably cost you $100.
All those ingredients.
So the
like I stole it.
No, the salad stuff, farmer's market, you can do cheap.
Oh, nice.
What was expensive is getting the base. So like I didn't have good olive oil.
Got it.
I didn't have almonds. So it was like now that I have that stuff it won't be expensive the next time around.
Oh,
but
sure,
like
sure.
Getting those random like cayenne pepper.
Oh, that totally.
I'll have till I'm 90.
Yeah, you need a spice cabinet.
Yeah.
Adding juice spice cabinet.
Yeah. No, it was amazing.
Yeah,
it was so
nice
to
yummy.
Sit outside in the sun.
Yes.
Now the light is fading, but it's still very pretty.
Oh, great.
Figuring out that we have to put bug spray on, even though it's not mosquitoes. It's like those little tiny gnat things.
Mm.
Very annoying.
Bring it on.
All right, so you go to Disneyland. Kourtney wants, what was it, the best thing you ate? Mm-hmm. Is that what you said?
Oh, best thing I ate.
And then
ate
I
Disney?
Would like highlight low light.
Okay.
Okay.
Best thing I ate at Disneyland.
Did you get a turkey leg?
We did not get a turkey leg, but Harry did make reservations for dinner, which included tickets to the Fantasmic show.
Oh.
So he did a little
did you
like
eat in New Orleans Square, you mean?
Yes. So we ate at
what is that?
Bella something, Terra Bella. I have to look it up. I'll put it in the show notes. But we
chowder with a bread bowl.
There's so many bread bowls at Disneyland. It's so weird. It's like 90 degrees and people are eating bread bowls and you're like, really? But his dessert was amazing. It was like this
bread bowl,
Maleficent something, but it was like a giant bonbon, like ice cream covered in chocolate. But inside the ice cream in the bonbon was like a sort of a spicy center, so like sort of Mexican chocolate where they have a little bit of cayenne.
What?
See?
In
they use Kourtney's cayenne.
Yeah.
It was so delicious.
What is cayenne?
It's just pepper. It's just a ground up pepper.
Yeah.
But could you point out, if I put 7 peppers on this table, could you point to the one that was cayenne?
Sure.
We'll also put what a cayenne pepper looks like in the show notes.
Are there 7 kinds of peppers? I don't even know. There's that pepper that guy ate that was so hot.
Like a ghost pepper?
No, it was hotter than that.
Oh. Did he
hotter
die?
Than ghost?
Hotter than a ghost pepper.
I thought that was the hottest.
And they were like, oh, he had really bad headaches. And I'm like, he probably also like shit fire and threw up fire. And they're like, ooh, he was in the hospital with headaches. And I'm like,
did he die from the ghost pepper?
He lived. Marie, do you want to keep Disneyland?
Oh, can we go? Best thing I ate was the ice cream. Mm-hmm. Worst thing I ate?
Yeah.
I don't know, Harry. We got there pretty early, and Harry and Piper jumped on Star Tours, and Lil and I were kind of hungry because we didn't really eat the hotel breakfast.
Where'd you stay?
Marriott, but it was like a extended stay. And it was right behind the park, so it was literally a 10-15 minute walk.
Did you see Star Wars land they're building?
Yeah, you can see it.
I'm going to go live there.
Okay.
I like how you did not know how to react to that. You're like,
wait, what cool. is, I've, you know this, building I've never, there's I don't no watch Star Wars. Clues.
Oh, that's right.
It looks wintery.
Immersive.
From what I can tell.
Even say. Oh, really?
Yeah. Like,
they expanded the park on the far side and are building a land because it's like Frontierland, Tomorrowland, and they're making Star Wars land. So when you go, it's like scenes from the movie.
Wow.
It's going to be so cool.
When is that slated open? Do you have any idea?
I think end of 2019. Not for a while.
They weren't really pushing any. No. I didn't see any like signs or anything. Like, no. Come back and see Star Wars land.
And I'm not trying to be controversial or that girl who's like, I don't watch Star Wars. I legitimately don't understand the obsession. I understand slight fans, people who are like,
it's coming up,
obsessed with it. I'm like, am I missing something?
In this episode, we uncover why Courtney actually hates Star Wars. Get ready.
Apathetic to Star Wars.
I do actually think you're apathetic. That's the perfect word.
Yeah, because hate means like I've seen it.
No, I hate a lot of things I haven't seen.
May the fourth be with you. Yeah, may the fourth be with you makes me want to punch something in the face.
I was like, hey guys, we're going to do a Cinco de Mayo party. And everyone was like, hey, it's May the 4th. And I was like, guess we're doing a Cinco de Mayo /space party.
So my little sister was Mexican president of the sci-fi club in high school.
Okay, that's cool.
No, she's cool. She's obsessed with anime and sci-fi and Harry Potter. And I just want to understand how we were raised in the same household.
I want to be clear. Those are not the same thing either. Anime, sci-fi, Harry Potter, not the Star same Wars. Thing. Those okay, are not part of the
maybe
same
I
universe.
Don't know what sci-fi is.
It's science fiction. Here's a clue. Harry Potter is not sci-fi.
So what do you call that? Fantasy? Fantastical?
It's fantasy, yeah.
Isn't sci-fi fantasy?
No. Sci-fi is science fiction.
Star Trek. Star so is there science? Wars.
I can't. I hate
Rampage?
Nope. Okay, you're done. You're
I'm
done.
Done.
Although I will tell
San
her.
San Andreas.
Fahrenheit 451 with Michael B. Jordan.
Ooh, what?
It's That's coming happening? Out. I saw it previewed
They're
on.
They're making a movie? Ooh,
I saw the trailer Michael for B. it. Jordan. Maybe it was on HBO, actually.
He is what?
So hot. He's I fine. Went and saw yeah. Black Panther.
He's fine.
I literally almost went and saw it a day later because I had time to kill. And I was like, I need me some Michael B. Jordan.
He's yeah.
Cute.
Wallace has aged like a fine wine.
Why is his name Michael Jordan?
Jordan.
Right, well, but his parents obviously knew who Michael Jordan was.
Yeah, but Michael Jordan's the GOAT. Like, why wouldn't you name your, like...
Would you want to be named Michael Ann Jordan?
While yes. we were at California Adventure.
We saw Michael Jordan.
We made friends with a grandmother who was also having a glass of wine.
Yeah, she was.
A glass.
And her grandson was there. Cassius.
Clay.
What's Cassius Clay?
That's Muhammad Ali's name.
She named her well, she didn't name him, but her grandson is Cassius Clay.
Wow. Cassius is a hot name.
Cassius?
Did everyone know that Cassius Clay was his name?
Cash. And we're like, oh, yeah. Cash. What's his name? Cassius.
Well, it was his name before he converted to Islam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always joked that if I ever had a kid, I would name them like a first name, last name, and then my last name. So I would have like Benjamin Franklin Halleck.
Sure.
Yeah. Like Beyonce Knowles Halleck.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if I name my kid Beyonce?
Knowles Halleck.
Yeah.
Mole.
Mole.
Beyonce Knowles Mole.
I want to highlight in a little light, and I need you to hold the mic to your face.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
Well, the worst thing I think was popcorn at 10:45 in the morning because nothing else was open.
Mm. Oh, no.
We just got popcorn. It's fine.
That's so boring.
It's weird.
They Although they have more. A creepy little fake guy who wheels the popcorn
oh.
at the little stand. No?
Yeah.
tiny little
fake popcorn.
And when he's like this big.
Yeah, the fake popcorn.
Oh, it's terrifying.
It's really creepy. And depending on what land you're in, I think he's wearing a different outfit. I'm not positive.
I'm sure.
But he's like a little like D&D clown guy.
Yeah.
Rolling the popcorn.
I wish you could see Anne making
she was
this movement.
I was just making some popcorn for you ladies.
That's going to haunt me.
It's probably the worst. Worst thing we ate. Popcorn at 10:45 waiting for Harry and Piper to get off Space Mountain. Highlight, low light. Highlight, downing two glasses of wine, one champagne, one white wine.
Whoa, those bubbles will get you.
Right away at when we left. So we got to Disneyland at like right when they opened, 9 a.m. We were there all day. Went to California Adventure, maybe 3, have a little break.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Some downtime.
Nice.
And down to Harry and I were like, probably wasted for 20 minutes. We were like, yeah, this is awesome. We were so happy for like 20 minutes. And then it like came down. So that was probably highlight.
That's really cute. Did you like slam it and just give each other a look? Like we're in this together.
Oh yeah. Hell yeah.
So fun.
Like we're like, you're getting two. You're getting two, right? Yeah, we're getting two.
I feel like that's the most romantic story I've ever heard.
No point standing this line again. We're getting two. You can have two at a time.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so we each got two.
It's like being at like a professional basketball game or something.
Yeah.
You gotta get them while you're there.
Gotta get them while they're hot.
While you got
them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I did watch an amazing documentary about a family, and this is like pre-internet, that had an autistic son.
Aww.
And he was obsessed with Disney movies, and the dad got an idea one day where he's like, I can't communicate with my son, but my son loves these movies. And he took a Jafar from Aladdin puppet.
I've seen this.
And he started talking to the son as Jafar, and the son finally started communicating.
He didn't speak before Jafar. This.
Because Jafar was like
a terrifying villain.
No, but more of like, right. And so, but like when he started doing, no, sorry, not Jafar. What's the parrot's name? Sorry.
Iago.
Okay. And the little boy could start being like, Iago is friends with someone. He's a sidekick. Like, and then when like the dad started identified with the characters, he could understand their emotions in the movies and he couldn't articulate them in real life. So he literally learned how to communicate with his son and figure out what his needs were through characters, through Disney.
I'm watching this
on the plane. I am sobbing. It was such an amazing documentary. So sweet.
Didn't speak before, right?
Nope, he didn't speak.
He was nonverbal. And through movies, his parents found out. Yeah.
And like little things like,
I did see that.
Let's say, for example, Little Mermaid, Flounder. He would start saying like, my brother's my flounder. Like really cute stuff about
relating to the world
through what he could relate to via a cartoon.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It was amazing. The Little Mermaid, The Lion King, and other animated Disney movies help a young autistic man to develop reading, writing, and communication skills. Nominated for an Academy Award for Best Documentary Feature.
What?
That's when did it come out?
It came out in 2016, and it's a drama/romance. I like that because it really is about like
the parents,
family ties. No, just like a loving family. Highly recommend it. Once again, it's Life Animated.
Can we just shave Piper's head and just roll her up like a little cancer baby?
Shave her eyebrows so they'll grow back.
She has the pin that says birthday, the pin that says first visit.
Yeah, throwing some cancer in there.
Throw some cancer on that. That's terrible.
Oh my God.
You could have just put Harry in a cast.
That is a great.
Yeah. That too. Could have just used the adults. But who's going to push him around? Me? I'm going to push him around and have the two kids also?
Yeah,
no,
that's awful.
You really thought this through.
No, thank you.
Yeah, especially because Piper's the older kid, so she's probably heavier to carry.
Oh, yeah. No, she was wide awake. No one was carrying that one. Lola was a little bit like.
Lola, did she wear a princess outfit?
She had a. Oh. No princess outfit, but we had like the little, like Piper had Star Wars gear, Lola had Minnie Mouse gear.
You sent us that picture of them with the headbands.
I did my nails like
Minnie Mouse.
Sort of like Minnie.
Very cute.
So cute.
But yeah.
How did they do? How late did you stay? Because when I was growing up, if we went to Disneyland, We stayed until they were literally fireworks? Asking us to leave.
To leave. That's good.
Yeah, that's like nice of your parents. We left at like 4.
That's the Halleck ethic.
Right. You go in you stay there all freaking day. Yeah, right. So I...
All right, Cole, too bad. Are you tired? Too bad.
Yeah, too bad. I mistakenly thought we would go back, and since the hotel was just right there, but then not realizing you have to go to security every time you come in to the thing. Mm-hmm. So Harry's like, just push through. That's why we went to California Adventure, drinking.
Throwing them back. Throwing them back for that 20-minute buzz.
But as soon as we sat down, as soon as we stopped, Lola was out. Like, she slept through a Fantasmic. She did not see anything. Yeah. It was pretty ridiculous.
It's kind of scary.
It was a little scary. So she might have been, but Piper was like wide-eyed, so
why
happy.
Don't they have better food at Disneyland? Like you're gonna, like I'm gonna pay you my money.
Sure.
But if you had better food, you'd get at least another $150.
I agree. It's mass production. There's
but
no
like,
way.
Figure
who
it
does
out.
Mass production food well? Tell me who does mass production food well.
But you need to figure this out, Disney.
McDonald's.
Yeah. Taco Bell
as well. They do it well.
Taco Bell Cantina.
If there was Taco Bell at Disneyland, it might be the happiest place on earth.
I mean, maybe if you get into the club, what's the club? There's the club at Disney.
3-3.
Which you can drink. Maybe they got good shit.
Even the
there.
Blue Bayou is gross.
I ate there and I was pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah, nasty.
We made a reservation like 6 months in advance.
Yeah, Harry can get in that.
It was fucking gross.
It's gross. It's vomitondo.
And they were totally rushing us the whole time. And I was like, bitches,
I don't know how much money.
Years old at the time.
Yeah.
We're going to drop $150 on
at least
lunch.
At least.
Yeah.
Let me eat my bread bowl.
My corn chowder bread bowl.
I literally had a bread bowl.
Oh, God. No. A bread bowl done wrong is
It was disgusting.
Awful.
I got the
We had hot dogs for lunch and I was so pissed.
Knowing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
you're in so
not,
much trouble.
Not good. Not good.
Our listeners in New Orleans were like, fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
I saw someone get slapped on the hand because he touched a pickle and didn't buy it. It was like
really?
A big, giant pickle. And it was like this crew of
Was this highlight
young kids.
Or low light?
It was a funny light. We were just like, Harry, or not Harry. Well, Harry was in.
Was it Harry?
No, Harry was in. Harry and Piper were
I
in.
I saw a man. Who will remain nameless.
Harry and Piper were in Star Tours. So we were, Lola and I were waiting with our popcorn and we were just sitting on this bench watching, people watching. That's my favorite thing. And this group of kids came over and this stand was just opening. Like they weren't quite ready to sell stuff, but they were like setting stuff out and they had giant pickles in a bag. Like, you know, just,
yeah,
you
that's
know,
my, that's
everyone
one of my favorites.
No nutritional value.
So these kids were fucking around with this pickle. And like
kids were fucking around with his pickle.
With it. Oh, you want this? Yeah, you're kind of passing it around. And this woman was like, "Okay, great. Now I have to sanitize that." Like, totally scolded them for like picking up the pickle. And he's like, "Oh, I'll buy it." And she's like, "No, it's fine." And they're like,
she
"Okay."
She said no. Get that bitch fired.
Yeah. I know. She's like so mad at them. I have to sanitize that pickle.
Also,
what?
If you're upset,
what do you
at
even
people-
mean?
Like the first making 20 fun of minutes of your booth, you're gonna have a long
yeah.
Day.
So
making fun of the giant pickles in a bag, like no.
Well, I thought the pickles were in like a barrel. You've seen that before, like delis or something.
No, yeah. I've never seen. Oh,
well,
not a barrel.
Well, they were in their own
a jar.
They're
jar.
In their
yeah.
own bag.
A jar
so it's
that
not
looks like a barrel.
They were fondling the naked pickles. It's
right.
in a bag. It's own
Chill
bag.
Out.
And she's like, I gotta sanitize that pickle. I'm like, what
you know
do
what?
You have
I'm
to
gonna be on her side.
It?
Maybe she was having a shitty day because she works at a pickle
she
booth
just
in Disneyland.
Darn, it was just opening. But what?
Where's her Disney spirit? I didn't get a low light from you, Marie.
Oh, low light. Oh, man. It was so hard not to like... Harry kept having to remind me, and he's probably worse at this than I am. When someone bothers me or something's happening in front of me, I really want to be like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And he's like, it's not worth it. Don't react.
Like standing
but
in
like
line.
People like standing in line, or it's like I don't know. Like
no
all of a sudden, people like 10 people walk past you and they're like, "Oh, we're up here." It's like a crew. We're like, "Oh, they're standing in line." It's, and you're like, "What, dude?" Like
we just, actually had to get a cast member
I can't.
People came. Okay, this is actually a very weird story.
I can't do it.
We were lying in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Waiting line.
Which is like super tight line.
Tight
viral. You're on a bridge.
Yes.
Very hard to break into.
This man and woman.
No. The man looked like a drifter. I am not making this up. The woman had a full beard.
No.
I'm not making this up.
Oh my God.
They were part of the crew. No.
Cut past us like they're on their way somewhere and then just stand right in front of us.
No. Full beard lady?
Full beard. And a drifter. And
you're like, are you part of the...
We realize that they're not moving through, that they have just cut in front of us and are basically counting on us not to say anything.
Okay.
And we're in
the middle of the twist. There's no way that they could get out if we were like to start a scene.
You're like, excuse me.
I'm like you. I'm very confrontational.
Right.
We get to the edge and my sister, like a fucking hero, walks over to a cast member and is like, those people just got in front of us. So she comes over and she says, excuse me, let me show you where you can come back to get
in line.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the lady goes, oh, well. And she holds up a cane, which she's not been using the whole time. These people.
Fake cane.
The woman was probably 40. God. The guy was probably 80. No, I'm just kidding. He's older than her. She's like, well, I didn't know where to go because of this. And
lies.
She holds it up, like hasn't used it the whole time.
Like it's not, yeah.
And the woman says, oh, well, I can take you over to that entrance and you can get a ticket to come back for a time. So the woman's being very nice about it.
Sure.
And the guy turns around to us as she's letting them out of the line. And he turns around to us and he goes, are you fucking kidding me? And I, of course, I'm like, fuck you, man.
Yes.
And then everyone around us, after they laughed, was like, oh, thank you so much. Oh, we were so mad. We
not all heroes wear capes.
Yes, no, but every time. Harry's like, don't even do it. Don't even do it.
But it's the principle. Because like, if they're doing this at Disneyland, what else are they doing out in there in the real world?
Exactly. Everywhere. Like, they're doing it everywhere.
They're doing it everywhere.
Bearded lady is like, cutting corners everywhere.
Babe. And even in the bathroom, I was pissed. Yeah. Like someone was
the bathroom's
line.
The worst.
She brought her son and then her mother.
Awful.
And I was like, how about I go in front of all of you?
Yeah.
And like
awful.
Doesn't it make you like I love hope.
Like I'm standing in the same fucking line too.
Yeah. But Disneyland makes me feel hot. It makes me feel no, because seriously, I'm like, I am top 10 most attractive person. Here and in real real world,
you meant attractive.
Yeah,
oh, I thought you meant it makes you feel hot.
No. Like when I go to Disneyland, like I'm from LA, so I never felt like the hottest girl in the room or bar ever.
Oh,
Disneyland,
up.
I'm like,
beautiful.
Thank you, but Disneyland, you're like, wow, the rest of the world.
Oh my god,
not so attractive, and also kind of dumb and not self aware.
It's a real slice of humanity.
It really is. Still good people. Just wow.
Maybe that's why they keep the prices high, because they
weed out the filth.
I'm sorry to say that. But they don't want those types of situations.
That's what it is.
And you're like, really? Really?
It's a long day of people.
It's a long day.
Dealing with people.
People.
Who cut in line in front of
people.
Who need people.
Something. GTPodcast.com. Where else can you find us? iTunes?
Oh, yes.
SoundCloud?
SoundCloud, Stitcher.
Thanks for joining us on this week's very late episode. We'll catch you in a couple days for lucky episode 13.